This is Corby, and he's got the wireless microphone here.
I love that the table of three girls are leaving the second you walk out with the mic.
Where are you going? I'll find you. Where'd you get you some sliders?
Hey,
how's it going? What's your name?
Olivia.
Are you a Dallas girl?
You're in front of a speaker.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Dallas girl or are you a Denver girl?
I live in Boulder now. Moved here 3 years ago from Dallas.
From Dallas. Okay. So is this your husband friend over there? You're a hairy one, aren't you? How long have you been married?
7 years this month.
Okay. You got an accent. Is it? Are you originally from Dallas?
I was born in D.C.
Okay. All right, you guys have kids and stuff?
No kids. 3 fur babies.
What is that?
2 cats and a dog.
Okay, oh. Okay. Now, how old are you?
Not what I was thinking.
31.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking she might need to go see a grooming specialist.
That's what you're calling it now is fur babies?
Fur babies.
Fur babies.
3 of them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's... I never heard of that.
Neither have I.
So did you guys listen to us back in Dallas, or is that what you're aware?
He still does.
I still listen
every day. Oh, you still do every day? Yeah. Wow, well, you're a good kid. You're a good kid. Thank you for showing up.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck.
With your... with your what?
With your bottom.
Bottom. That one across from her is getting a big kick out of all this.
This broad?
Yeah, that broad.
Broad. Was it 1920?
Are you from here, too?
No, I'm from the Dallas area.
You flew up for this?
Well, I'm actually here for work. And
oh, okay.
Actually, I was very excited that I'm a big P1, so very excited that you guys were going to be here and that the Rangers were here because I'm a huge Rangers fan.
You're
my favorite ticket personality, so I'm actually a little bit nervous that you're standing here talking.
Well, you guys,
many women are,
should clearly
and
embrace.
I love Danny, love Mike, so I'm just, you know, pardon me if I'm a little bit nervous.
And you realize you're in a very submissive position to him right now, too.
Yes,
you should know if it's really submissive. It's,
I think you guys should embrace to kind of clear the air.
Really, no need to clear the air.
Yes.
Of what?
You know what I'm saying.
You think Mike looks younger with his dark hair?
He does, yes, yes.
You like that, don't you?
Black, yes. Yes. Once you go black, you never go back.
That's what they tell me.
That's
what they tell me. Well, how do you think Corby looks more bold with his mohawk?
Nothing could be further
hawk,
from the
Corby,
truth.
You should totally keep that look.
I should? Okay. We'll see about that. Thank you for coming here. It's very kind. It's weird talking to people that are listeners doing this instead of like just going out and...
Talking to strangers?
Attacking the strangers because, you know... These people know what's up.
Well, I bet we got some strangers in here somewhere, don't we? We got some strange
in
here.
I'm sure we do. What's your name?
Mel.
Mel, are you from here?
Lived here 10 years. Born and raised in Dallas.
You've lived here 10 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're sporting the Stars hat.
I am.
The Ranger shirt.
I am.
And anything else we need to know of?
Dallas burn
Not
panties.
Not that you need to know of.
Dallas burn panties.
Shots of gold!
Now, what's the deal here?
Is this your incredibly handsome husband?
Fiance, yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Did you meet him here?
Yeah, in prison.
In prison?
Whoa.
All right.
We need 2 segments now.
Tell us.
Okay,
tell
wait.
Us.
Let's back up. You met your fiance in prison. What? Explain.
Who was in prison?
He was an officer. I'm a mental health clinician.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. All probably right. Had a better story than that. You're in mental health in a prison?
Not anymore.
Oh, my God. Was that, like, the worst job ever?
No, I met him.
Well, I mean, like, the actual job part.
No, but now I work for the VA.
Ah, okay.
Is it all kind of like Orange is the New Black in there?
No, not like the tanned man, no. That was referenced earlier.
Was there lots of, was it a men's prison or a women's prison?
It was men's.
Okay, and so are you still working the prison, sir?
No, it's awesome.
You're a cop now?
Yeah.
Or you were anyway before and you were just assigned there?
No. No.
I'm not getting it. I can see why you engaged him. He's a wordsmith.
Yes.
Now, he doesn't know anything about all of this, right?
No, I'm the P1.
Okay.
So he doesn't listen or have any clue what's going on right now, basically?
I know you guys through her. She comes home every day. Listen, you guys. 90% of the time she comes home from work, she has ears in. Listen, you guys.
That's very kind. How did you, when did you just stumble onto us back in Dallas or whatever and just stayed with us?
Yeah, I remember growing up with Norm, and then now I listen on the Sports Day.
You grew up with Norm?
With Norm, yeah. Like 40 years following him in his footsteps. Oh, God, that's so gross.
You think?
You don't think that lovemaking with Norm is a very passionate experience?
No, I'll leave that to Mary.
It's like a 30-second jackhammer.
Hey, at least he gets 30 seconds out of it.
Yeah, right?
A world record.
All right, well, it's nice meeting you. What was your name again?
Mel.
Mel, like the chef in Alice.
I don't know if you call him a chef.
Just referenced a show from 1976. You're welcome. Let's see. How are you?
I'm good.
So you're clearly a listener. You have a Ticket shirt on.
I do. My brother got it like in 99 for me.
Really? So where do you live here?
I live here now. I've lived in Dallas twice and Denver three times, but I was working in Arlington and going to UTA when you first came on, so I'm a month one P1. I won't lie and say I'm a day one P1.
That's fair enough. So you stream us up here now?
Yep. On the phone every day in my car.
Every day.
So awesome.
That doesn't count. There's all these people that listen all over the place, and we don't really get the
love for it. No, we get nothing out of it.
But we appreciate it.
Yes, we do. We've got to take this into our own hands.
We really do. Like, syndicate. But what's the point of syndicating now when you can listen wherever now?
There is none. The cow's out of the barn, Corby.
What do you do up here?
I teach professors how to teach online.
What?
I train online learning software. So I teach professors how to teach online classes.
For the University of Phoenix?
No, I work for another education.
Hey, don't laugh about them. They may make the tournament next year.
They don't have a team.
All right, you guys laugh if you want to. You watch. They will at least be in the play-in game.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your continued
Talk
support.
Talk to the Spurs fan back there. And
woman no. What? Don't cuss.
Now you're wearing a Mavs shirt. That's cool. Is this, you belong to him or vice versa?
Yep. It got ugly.
It did get ugly. I'm sure it did. You pretty proud of yourself?
Yeah, I got drugged by the fourth quarter.
You got drugged?
Drunk.
Oh, drunk. Okay. You guys live up here?
Yeah.
You do?
Yep, we lived in Fort Worth about 10 years ago.
And so?
P1 week two.
Oh, right on. So you still continue to listen to us?
On the phone every day.
Golly, man. That's great. So did you guys have, like, fights and stuff in these last 2 weeks?
Game four, it got ugly. She's like, I watch standing up. She comes up to me, she says, "Do you see how they filed dirt?" And literally pushed me on my ass. I fell. I'm like, geez, what's up with that? She called me Ginobili.
Yeah.
Oh, you flopped.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you flop in bed like Ginobili?
Only if I'm on the bottom.
Whoa! I'm
confused.
Don't worry about it. He's rolling.
Well, congratulations. You know, I'm glad you're a Spurs fan that I could appreciate because you have you're supporting us and you're up here and all that. So, I mean, you're a son of a bitch, but you're our son of a bitch, right?
Yes, I am.
You gonna root for the Rangers tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we're Rangers fans.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. All right. What time we got?
About 8 after.
Yeah, that's probably just about enough, I'm thinking.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, Lodo.
Wireless spot there. Thank you, Lodos. Yeah. All right, community quick hits are coming up here.